This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. I'm Jeff Wickman. Crabgrass is a summer annual grass that germinates in the spring and dies in the fall. To help prevent crabgrass from taking over a cool season lawn, K-State Research and Extension Horticulture Agent for Riley County, Greg Eystone, says a preventer needs to be applied in early spring. Greg, when we talk about doing things that are preventive, the idea is we do it now and we don't have a problem later on. Sometimes that actually works with crabgrass and sometimes it doesn't.
It does. It depends on weather conditions, how well everything goes. And so if you put on a product this time of the year, it may start to wear out by the end of the season. And so you get some crabgrass and that may give you some frustration. So timing's pretty important on putting down. There's lots of products to choose from, and some of the timing's different on different ones. So you really kind of need to do some research and figure out what's going to work best for you.
Some of that is just reading the label itself?
Absolutely. You're going to get your best results by doing that. It is a legal document, so legally you need to follow those directions. But just to get, you know, satisfaction, I think, read that label so that it's working the best for you.
I think in Kansas a lot of times, depending on where you are, but maybe around here, April 15th is kind of the date that we think of.
It's a guideline for sure. You know, again, it's going to be weather conditions. We do know scientifically that crabgrass will start to germinate once the soil temperature gets 50 to 55 degrees. It also needs sunlight for that seed to germinate. And so we always encourage a thick stand of grass. Mow as tall as you're able to do so that sunlight does not get down to where those seeds are. But after that, we do know that it will start coming up come soil temperature of 55 degrees or so.
What is the application process? I'm assuming there's maybe some dependency here on what you purchase, but in general, how do we put this on?
Yeah, so a pre-emergent or a preventative type of product is something we're going to put down on our lawn. There are some for the landscape as well, if you get crabgrass growing up in a shrub bed or something like that. Typically, we try to get a good even coverage of that product down. So if it's a granular, you're probably using some type of spreader to get that evenly distributed. I will tell you that the crabgrass, again, is going to grow in those kind of areas where it gets sunlight and where it's harder to grow some of our turf grass in particular. So usually along the driveway, the walk, or the curb are probably areas where you're going to see more concentration of crabgrass coming up. And so you're going to make sure that you're concentrating on having enough active ingredient in those particular locations. Used to think that it was kind of like putting out a blanket over an area, and if you were to hoe out a weed or something like that, you'd make a hole in that blanket and the weed would pop up through there. To a certain degree, that may be true, but it's more that there's enough active ingredient next to that hole that would go ahead and control that crabgrass. So it's really getting the right amount of product in the location that you're trying to control.
Do we need to take into account what the weather forecast is going to be like after we've applied the preventer?
Yeah, so we need to activate it, and so that usually takes water or irrigation. You could time it with a rain, but from my experience, that doesn't usually work. So about a quarter to a half inch of moisture to activate that. And again, you put it down and you water it in, and it's probably not going to be active for maybe a week or so. So we're targeting putting that down before the crabgrass is starting to show up for the majority of products. There are products out there, or at least a product, that will control some small young crabgrass that's already germinated, and again, prevent any more from coming up and growing. So there's lots of choices nowadays of products, so you just want to read your label and select the one that's going to work for you best.
And take note if it needs a second application.
True. Some of our older products, which work very well and have a broad spectrum of weeds that they manage besides crabgrass, may take a second application, so about 6 to 8 weeks later, you put down a second one. And we do have other options nowadays, so there are post-emergent products that control crabgrass in our lawns. It's not going to affect your lawn. So you have a second opportunity to put down something after you see some crabgrass coming up. Again, we always want to have a thick stand of grass if it's in our lawn that we're trying to control to reduce the pressure to begin with.
That's K-State Research and Extension Horticulture Agent for Riley County, Greg Eystone, with tips for preventing crabgrass. Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension. This is the K-State Radio Network.